You're tuned in to Modern Jazz Today with Jeff Williams and Carrie Gaffney. Keeping that more music flowing, up next is Nora Jones. Her new single's called Running, and we're going to check it out. Let's dig in.
Tuned in and treating them ears to Modern Jazz Today, where we play the artists that are making the jazz of today. You can learn more about those artists, read exclusive interviews, and check out this week's playlist at www.modernjazztoday.com. Up next on the queue is Avishai Darash. From his new album, Andalusian Love Song, we are going to listen to Arriving Home. Thank you. your host, Jeff Williams, saying thank you for keeping it tuned to Modern Jazz Today. Up next on the queue is Dan Harris from his new album, Cold Turkey. We're going to listen to What the Funk. This is Modern Jazz Today, where we explore the artists that are making the jazz of today.
Up next is Adrian Chicot. The album's called Babyland, and we'll check into The Rooster in the Hot is Watching TV. Let's check it out.
Thank you.
Next is saxophonist and vocalist Elena Mack. Off the album Fill Again, we'll take a listen to Hey Friend. Again, when we say goodbye, but only until next week. We look forward to having you join us next time on Modern Jazz Today, where we will be presenting today's artists, cutting their teeth and cutting the edge of sound. Join myself, Carrie Gaffney, and
Jeff Williams
when it's time to tune in and turn up again. We look forward to it.
All I can get is static or variations on the central musical rhythm.
I only wish there was some way we could tell it to shut up. It's driving me crazy. And it keeps getting louder.
We have no way of estimating the volume this creature can produce.
The only logical solution is to listen to CJS at 90.1 FM. They broadcast from Burnaby Mountain in British Columbia. Let's tune in now.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. At a Colorado State University research site, about a quarter acre of Chardonnay grapes is now shaded by a tall canopy of solar panels.
We can produce solar energy, and we can produce a crop underneath.
Horst Kaspari, the state viticulturist and a professor at CSU, says the approach can even benefit the crop. Shading the vines with solar panels protects them from harsh sun and reduces the need for water by limiting evaporation. And the solar canopy can also help shield the grapes from frosts and hail. Last June, before the solar was installed, a severe hailstorm hit the vineyard.
All our crops got destroyed. With solar panels above at the time, if we had them, I'm sure I would have had a full crop under the canopy.
Kaspari's team is testing different solar panel types and configurations. Some are opaque and others semi-transparent. And by rotating the panels, the researchers can control how much sun hits the panels and how much reaches the grapevines. They're monitoring how much energy each section generates, the microclimate underneath the panels, and how the grapevines do over time. By sharing what they learn, Kaspari hopes to help more growers add solar to their vineyards and reap the benefits. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
Stats can be hard to understand, but this one isn't. Nearly 1 in 4 people can't afford food in Canada. What does food insecurity look like where you live? Look up your address at foodsecuritynow.ca. That's foodsecuritynow.ca. Join Community Food Centers Canada in making a difference today.